It has been 1 year since Hamas terrorists attacked Israel, killing 1,200 people and taking 250 more hostage, the deadliest day in Israel's history. On this anniversary, war rages on multiple fronts. Hamas has fired several rockets into Israel and attacked Israeli forces in Gaza this morning after the Israeli military launched a wave of airstrikes and artillery into Gaza, saying it was acting to thwart an imminent attack. Hezbollah has claimed responsibility for a rocket strike on Haifa in northern Israel, where Israel says 9 people were wounded. This fighting goes on as remembrance ceremonies are being held. This morning, families of those killed at the Nova Music Festival gathered at the site. Here's correspondent Josh Einiger.
Their pictures are all throughout this field, also covered with their family members who have made a pilgrimage. We're about an hour south of Tel Aviv. I actually just heard someone sound like screaming in anguish not too far from where I am. It's a very active situation right now as this vigil gets underway here.
The families of the 100 hostages still in Gaza a year later stood outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's home to demand that he come to terms with Hamas to free their loved ones. Officials with the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza say Israel has killed more than 41,000 Palestinians, displaced most of the territory's 2.3 million population, and sparked a humanitarian crisis that has led to widespread hunger. Well, there's a free exhibit on the Nova Music Festival attack. It's on display this week at the Weizmann National Museum of American Jewish History in Old City. Governor Shapiro will be there today. There are October 7th remembrances and Gaza war demonstrations planned here today. Yesterday, a commemoration ceremony on Independence Mall. This woman says it was a moment to remember the hostages still held by Hamas.
It's like hell. It's just like hell. Some hostages are held in tunnels and underneath the ground, very deep, no air, no water, no bathroom, nothing.
A group of Jews and Palestinians held a Gaza solidarity walk in the Northeast yesterday. Justin Marshall, a Jewish member of the Prayers for Peace Alliance, says he believes it's important for all to learn history.
It's important to me for if I ever want to see the safety of my people, that we address the root causes of what's happening, which is the occupation, which is the discrimination and unequal treatment of Palestinians.
The group will hold a vigil tonight at the waterworks on the Schuylkill River to mourn the Israelis and Palestinians lost in the past year. Our community impact reporter Raquel Williams spoke with the executive director of the Philadelphia Holocaust Memorial Foundation on this October 7th anniversary.
Thousands have perished in the war in Gaza, and violence continues to surge in the West Bank and across the region. The ripple effects are felt here at home, both as people struggle to see the massive bloodshed and as extremists make their presence known here with acts of hate.
So over this past year, we have been tagged with a very large swastika. We have had tags that stated that Jews are the new Nazis, defacing the Israeli flag.
That's Esther Kutas, executive director of the Philadelphia Holocaust Memorial Foundation. She says there's been a significant increase in anti-Semitic activity since October 7th, with the incidents at the Holocaust Memorial Plaza rising from 2 per year to 5.
This trend of increased anti-Semitic activity is really reflective of what's happening nationally.
She says after October 7th, the Jewish community found some comfort by coming to the plaza in larger numbers, along with an increase in allies of the Jewish community. But there's been a drop-off with the rise in anti-Semitic activity over the past year.
We're all allowed to have opinions, and it is, in fact, a good thing when we question the action of people who lead us. But oftentimes, this criticism of Israel is taken really to the extreme and really crosses over to questioning the right of Israel to exist as a sovereign state.
Kutas says properly educating our youth about modern Israel and its connection to the Holocaust is imperative, but it's not currently part of the school curriculum. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.